You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once tore his ACL playing chess, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back. Great to have you with me, folks, on the Christmas Eve of weeknights. It is Thursday, a muggy, hot Thursday in the beautiful state of Wisconsin. As I'm not even going to say summer is winding down, Conrad, because that would be depressing.
You know, I'm okay with it because with summer winding down, you know what that means?
It's going to get cooler.
It's going to be it's sports time. You get the MLB playoffs.
Yeah.
You get NFL football. And you get the start of the NBA season.
And this is coming from a guy who watched a Packer practice today and was begging to be called up, and they didn't call his number, but it could happen, Conrad. You never know.
Yeah.
You're putting up, what do you bench? 275 was it you told me?
Yep.
That's impressive.
Yep. Just waiting for the call.
You could lift an NFL running back off your chest if you had to.
I could try.
We have a great show tonight, folks. We are in the middle of it as we start Act 2. In the first hour, we talked about men shaving their chests. That is all the rage. Don't know that I'm going to jump on board that one, but we'll see. We talked about cinnamon and coffee thanks to Jocelyn next door. That is the most dynamite cup of coffee I've ever had, and I have a new thing now. Cinnamon coffee. I talked about Dexter. What are your thoughts? We got a couple texts on Dexter as well as our question of the night. We'll jump into our text in just a bit. And our question of the night is, what is the creepiest, I keep saying this different every time, but the gist of it is it's National Sea Serpent Day. What's the creepiest underwater creature, mythological or real? Conrad says an anglerfish. They're very ugly. And I say a megalodon. Because I still think one could be down there somewhere lurking. The ocean is just too big. So who knows? But let us know what yours is. It's 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or you can text us on the app. Or if you're watching on the stream, drop us a stream comment. Lots of fun stuff happening. And at 7:35, folks, we're going to play my interview with Savannah Schindler. She is from Visit Beloit. She's their PR director, and she's going to be talking about a really cool tournament taking place there Saturday called the Coob Open. I would just say Google it because it's a long game with sticks, and it takes no athletic ability. But it does look awful fun, and it's not as gross of a name as cornhole. Right now, we have a few more minutes with my current guest. He is a YouTube influencer with well over a million subscribers, I should say. He goes by the term or the title Wheezy Waiter. And for his filmmaking career, which is he's going full steam on that too. His film is called No Packers, No Life. Craig Bensine is with us. Craig made the popcorn pick of the week and picked Logan Lucky, a Steven Soderbergh film that totally flew under my radar. So that is one. I'm not even exaggerating, Craig. Like, I probably will. I usually watch something at night after I prep for the next day. So yeah. I probably will check that out. So that's a great choice.
I do not think you'll be disappointed. I think this is an easy call.
I trust you. Before we move on to No Packers, No Life, I do have one more question about your influencer persona and the videos you make. I think a lot of people think, well, they just shoot quick videos and put them up. But if you really watch the videos you do, a lot of work goes into them. And you really, even if it's not someone's full-time job, it kind of has to be to do it right, right? I mean, you shoot, you probably write a script in some cases because you said you do more long-form stuff now. There is acting involved. And the editing, what is the most tedious part of it?
The most tedious part is probably that's a good question. Probably the writing of it.
Coming up with the ideas.
Yeah, it depends on the video though. Some videos are much more experience based, so it's just like if I do a month of, I did one about intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
So that's every day or every so often I will shoot video of and just talk about my experience. So there's not as much writing in that, so because I just take all the footage I just shot and edit it together, figure it out in the editing.
Okay.
But like if it's like purely a writing one, just sitting down and thinking about like how to do it, the writing of it is probably the most tedious. Editing is actually, I kind of enjoy it. So that's okay. that's not as hard. I will say that like what I do is very different than what someone who's doing like TikTok these days. I don't do TikTok videos or, you know, shorts as much. And that's a whole different skill. That's a whole different thing, I think.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's also work. I feel like that's more like what I used to do on YouTube, which is like almost daily. You gotta be there all the time. You gotta be putting stuff out all the time. Whereas now I'm doing like longer stuff that takes longer to make.
That's so great though, that people stick with you and they seem to like what you do. I mean, and you know, whether you're just being funny or singing about bananas or your wife changing her hair color or intermittent fasting. I think it's so cool that people stick with you because you're like your own brand, and that's really impressive. When it comes to intermittent fasting, we probably talked about that. I do quite a bit of that. And I feel I do. Yeah. And I just completed a 36 hour fast this morning. I had eggs and I was doing great. And then I got a free gelato and now I'm completely off the rails again. I feel like I'm dropping like a quarter of a pound a week, which I'll take, but it's like not, I should probably hit it harder. What is your fasting?
Wait. So you just fasted for 36 hours?
I did. About 34 and a half actually. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's not what I did. That's a lot. So you just didn't eat for a day and a half.
Just basically. Black coffee and water.
Whoa.
And a few Hostess cupcakes. No, I'm just kidding.
What I did was basically like an 8-hour window of eating every day, which is it's just like you can start eating at 11 and stop eating at 7, basically, which is not super impressive. But it does really cut back on like late night snacking and like just making myself not eat early in the morning. Kind of, I overall enjoyed it. Like I felt like it helped. But what you're doing is like sounds like you're taking days off, which is
to do like 36, and then I'll just do like a 6-hour window during the week, and try to do protein, and then the weekends I'll relax a little bit and overdo it. But my thing at night, my problem was I was eating at night for my meal because I like to get home, watch a movie, watch some TV, and then I'll have, you know, I don't know, a Jimmy John's sub and like whatever. And then I wasn't sleeping as well. So there's like a whole art form to eating and fasting. And I think what you do, the 16 hours is great because you still stop eating late at night. You sleep better. You know, I think that's a good, really responsible way to do it.
Maybe you're going too extreme. Maybe like scale it back a little.
Yeah, maybe I should. All right, let's get on to some more important stuff other than my dietary habits. You made this great film, No Packers, No Life, documentary film. Tell us what it's about. For those that didn't hear you the last time you were on the show, tell us a little bit about your film.
So I have a friend who's a businessman who goes to Japan every couple months. And one of his trips to Japan, he grew up in Wisconsin. He came across a Japanese man wearing a Packers jersey. And he was like, what's going on? So he followed him. And then he found a large group of Japanese people wearing Packers jerseys. And they were meeting for their weekly viewing of a game. Like, I don't know if it was a game. Like, sometimes if it's off season, they'll view like a recording of a game. Maybe a game they've already watched, but
crazy.
Yeah. So they met regularly for games. So he decided, he wanted to fly them to Green Bay to a game. And so him and he got some friends together and they all brought them to Green Bay and they documented the whole thing. And then, that was before I was even a part of the project. And then he came to me and wanted me to put it together, basically.
That's so great. My guest is Craig Benzine. He is the writer, well, director, producer, should I say, of No Packers, No Life?
Yeah, he's the writing probably. Too.
Okay.
I guess it's writing. The editing is the writing, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I talked to you about it on PBS Wisconsin, when I interviewed you before the Wisconsin Film Festival, I just love these characters sound so fun and likable. And they went to Green Bay. You talk about the Zip and Pippin. They love the Zip and Pippin and wrote it over and over. But what do you want? You ever watch a game, a replay of a game? I mean, this would be like me discovering cricket and liking it so much. I was watching past cricket matches of my favorite team. It blows my mind.
Yeah. So I for the documentary, I did go to Japan. I was Ty, the guy who started this whole thing, flew me to Japan to interview everybody, and they met and viewed a recording of a game from the previous season, and they were cheering as if they didn't know what was going to happen. Like when the touchdown was about to happen, they were getting super excited. Like, I don't know. They were the most excited Packer fans I've ever seen.
Did they, like, what was their experience like as the subjects of the film? Did they get to watch it? Have you showed it to them yet? And do they enjoy it?
I think some of them have seen it, but I haven't been around when they watched it because they're in Japan. but from what I gather, they're excited. They like it. I really want to figure out how to get a screening in Japan for them.
Yeah.
And attend it, you know?
Yeah. And your screening in Madison went well at the film festival. I was doing a screening on the other side of town, I think. And I really wanted to be there because I heard it was great.
Oh yeah. I'm not hyperbole. It was one of the best nights of my life. It seriously was.
Oh, that's
like,
so great.
There was like, it was at the Barrymore, and there were like 700 people, a lot of them in Packers jerseys. It was the perfect audience for what I made. I think that's probably a rare thing for a filmmaker. It's the first experience I've had showing a film in a theater like that, but probably a rare thing to have a large captive audience that's specifically the right audience for this movie, you know? And my God, the reaction was great.
Well, especially since compared to what you do on YouTube as Wheezy Waiter, those are shorter videos, and your audience is watching through their computer or their phone or whatever. I mean, this must have been so different. What do you prefer? Was this more rewarding than doing the YouTube videos or vice versa?
I'm not even going to try to be fair and balanced here. I'm going to say yes. This was better. The screening was better.
Nice. Good for you.
Yeah, the screening at Barrymore was. I want more of that. I want to be in a room and witness people watch the thing. I don't get to do that with my YouTube videos.
All right, we've got about 40 seconds left or so. Do you have any news where people might be able to see this soon? Anything coming as Packer season looms?
There's a possibility of some screenings for my movie, but I can't really reveal the details of it.
All right. You have to let us know. All right. Because we've talked about it twice now and I can't wait. I want to tell people where they can see it. It's so much fun. Craig, thanks so much for your time tonight. Great popcorn pick of the week. It was Logan Lucky. Check it out. Follow Craig at YouTube. Be a subscriber. Wheezy Waiter. It's great stuff. And, thank you, buddy. Lots
of fun. Thanks for having me again.
Anytime.
Every night. Can I be like a regular guest every night? Or
I need a house band. You said you played music. Let's do something.
I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see
what we can do.
Awesome, buddy. Right. Okay. Craig Benzine, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming right back. We're going to catch up on some texts for our question of the night. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back, folks. It is Thursday night here at Nightlight. A little muggy outside, but 75 and sunny here in the studio as we talk about the things we love. That was a lot of fun talking to Craig Benzine. Give him a follow on YouTube at Wheezy Waiter. He does really cool videos, and be part of his little army of followers there because he does good work. And we will keep you posted on the upcoming screenings or where you will be able to watch his film, No Packers, No Life. It's really fun. Our question of the night was, it's National Sea Serpent Day. What's the creepiest underwater creature, mythical or real? I say Megalodon. I still am not convinced they're extinct, even though they're supposed to be. And Conrad said an angler, because it freaked him out as a kid when he was watching Finding Nemo. There are no right or wrong answers here, folks, just yours. So let us know. Going to the text line here. Oh, man, we got to catch up on some texts. Monica from Mount Horeb says, octopuses, they can climb up onto a boat, strangle you. Those suction cups are gross, and they have way too many arms. You don't even have a fighting chance if it has murder on its mind. That's very well put, Monica. Thank you. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, flying Asian carp. What would freak you out more, if they were underwater or fly? Flying is creepy, too, and that's on the other side of the water. I don't like that. Thank you, Tyler, from the 608. Conrad's mom says, Loch Ness Monster, maybe real, maybe not.
Nessie's a gentle creature, all right?
Yeah, but so are sturgeon, like we talked about. And those would freak you out. Like, if you opened your eyes underwater and were face-to-face with a sturgeon,
well, you know,
be all
not,
over.
They're not as magical.
Yeah.
If you saw Nessie, I think
your heart would fill with love.
You'd be okay because you're like, well, I just found a treasure.
Did you smoke a joint when you stepped out? What is going on over there?
Went to the powder room, you know.
took an actual powder.
No, in How I Met Your Mother, Marshall is obsessed with Nessie and all.
Oh, okay.
And he says Nessie is a gentle creature every time it's mentioned.
Were you still watching Seinfeld?
No, not.
Oh, come on, dude.
I did watch your movie. I got to tell you about tomorrow.
But. All right. Make a note of it. Don't forget. Okay. We got as much content as we can watch and share with the fine people. That's what we do here. Ross from Crawford County. He's in the 608. He says, water boy.
That's the position.
The football position.
That's a great one.
That's a great one, Ross. Thank you. Melissa from Willie Street in Madison. She's in the 608. Says, hi, Pete. I so agree with you on Dexter. Keep going. It never lets you down the entire series. I'm glad you said that, Melissa, because I'm in season 3 and it's a little slow, but I know they're building to something. Like I talked about that before, how I trust the writers and I know there's going to be a payoff, but it helps to have someone vouching for the show who's seen all of it. So I appreciate that. Great text, Melissa. Thanks. And then John from Madison, I think he knows Melissa from the 608. He says, mother has Dexter in the lineup. Love some Dexter. John also says human-eyed blobfish. So creepy. Is it a blobfish? Is it an auto parts store worker? That guy, look at that fish. If you're watching on the stream, Conrad's got the picture up. His name should be Cal, and he should have a pocket protector and tell you where to get the right windshield wiper fluid.
I think you just lose the L and it's Bob.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. Melissa, again, from Willie Street, the 608, says, creepy underwater creature has to be sharks. You've seen Jaws. Yes, I have, Melissa, and I totally agree with you. And a megalodon is just a huge shark. Prehistoric shark. Although sharks in general are prehistoric, the megalodon is like to the 10th power. John says, scared crapless, for lack of a better word, of a giant squid. Squids are very creepy. John also says, big snapping turtles are as dangerous as a shark if you get too close. Took my dad's buddy's thumb clean off while he was trying to get his hook off a log. Turns out it wasn't a log. Ouch. Oh, man, that's horrible. Can you imagine losing a digit to a snapping turtle?
Well, doesn't he need glasses? Because I don't know a snapping turtle looks like a log, but, you know.
That's a good point.
He might need glasses, too.
John, Conrad's coming after you. Steve from the 920, Conrad's dad, says, Pete, I agree. Dexter is a well-written show about a very disciplined serial killer taking out the really bad criminals of our time. I have seen all seasons. Long live Dexter. That's interesting, Steve, because I know he lives because there are like 2 more iterations, maybe 3 of the show, but I'm definitely going to stick with it. Thank you. Tony the Trucker, our pal in the 608, says, Pete caught a mud puppy ice fishing when I was about 12 years old. That really freaked me out. I would be the holder for the place kicker. Yeah, holder's good. That's a great position. You probably take less of a beating. kind of specialized.
Yeah.
But, and then Monica, yes, we got your, we know what you meant, Monica, with the suction cups. Yeah, holder's good.
Yeah, but like, it is risky. It's risky because if you don't have it right where the kicker needs it, could be a shank.
Well, I'm not saying, listen, the holding is extraneous. I'm just talking about the whipping you would take. Yeah, you got to know how to actually hold. That's a problem, but I don't know. Tomorrow night on the show, folks, we have pre-recorded content coming up with Savannah Schindler. She's going to tell us all about the Cub. I did it again.
The Cube.
The Cube Open in Beloit this Saturday. A really cool game, and she's a fun interview, so stick around and check that out tomorrow night on the show. Mike Clemens, our Civic Media Sports Authority. Mike Clemens will join us to talk about Packers training camp. Did you see Mike out there today?
I did not.
Oh, okay. Would you yell and be a spaz if you saw him?
Well, he was probably nuts. I would probably have to yell across the field because he was probably, you know, closer to the field than I was.
The cheap seats, yeah. We'll have Mike Clemens on tomorrow night, and it is a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr, our Wisconsin music expert, will join us. She is also the co-host of Max Inc. Radio, which you can catch on WMDX. Saturday nights from 6 to 9. So Terry will be here with new music and great conversation. We are almost through 1 week of just oldies here at WGBW, which is kind of fun.
It's awesome. I've been listening to it.
Yeah, and if you don't like, folks, give the oldies a chance. And if it's not your cup of tea, if you miss your hosts like Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn, Jane and Greg, you know, you can still listen to them on WISS or the app. But it's good stuff. Okay, so we're going to come back and our interview with Savannah Schindler comes up next, and we will see you tomorrow night. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe, your host. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night, folks. It is the Christmas Eve of weeknights, and we go to go toward another beautiful summer weekend here in Wisconsin. Con, do you know about this game, Cube? Have you played it?
I have not, but how interesting does it look?
It looks interesting. I've played a form of it, I think. Yesterday I said I thought I played it before. I think I played a form of it, and first things first, we've been calling it Cub.
I mean, it does look like it.
It's a Norwegian game. Okay. So it's Cube, as I did my research today. But joining us now on Nightlight is someone who can speak much more eloquently than we can about this new fun game that comes to us from Belgium, maybe? I don't know. We'll find out. Let's welcome it. It's my pleasure to welcome from Visit Beloit, Savannah Schindler. She joins us now over the phone. Hi, Savannah.
Hi, Pete. How's it going?
It's going very well. It's great to have you here tonight. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. I've been to Beloit several times. It's a lovely town, and I would imagine you don't have too much trouble pitching your town to tourists and that kind of thing.
It's an awesome time here, especially in the summertime.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so let's jump right in. You've got this really cool festival happening this weekend. It takes place on the 9th. And what is it? It's the Cube Open, correct?
That's correct. So, yes, we have the Beloit Cube Open, and that's happening this weekend on Saturday, August 9th from 2 to 10 p.m. at Pullman Field in Beloit.
Very cool. So have you played the game?
I've played it once. I'm not too great, but we'll give another try this year.
You know, it's funny because I love games where you don't have to be athletic. And based on the videos I've watched, you don't have to be a particularly good athlete to play Cube. Would you say that's accurate?
Yes, that's definitely true. We've seen in the past that people that have never played the game before, they play it once and they pick it up with about 20 minutes. So it's really easy and simple, and it's a lot of fun.
So how did this start? How did this tournament start? How long have you been doing it? And what can people expect?
Yeah, so it's a really big game in northern Wisconsin, but we've been having the tournament here in Beloit for 11 years now.
Oh, wow.
So it'll be the 11th year of Coob in Beloit, but this year it's the very first year for the competition to be held under the stadium lights, so we're super excited.
Wow, that's really cool. What do you know about the game, Savannah? How familiar with the game are you?
Kind of familiar. I know some history about it. So it first originated in Sweden and has the nickname of Viking chess.
Yeah.
It's kind of a combination between bowling and horseshoes, so it is pretty easy to pick up quick.
All right. How many teams are there?
So currently we have almost 40 teams, but we see about 50 teams that register for the tournament in Beloit across 7 states. So it's a pretty big deal here in Beloit.
That's fantastic. And what can you tell people like that haven't played yet? What can you tell us about the game, the rules, that kind of stuff?
So you can find all the rules on our website at visitbeloit.com. There's a short little video. But basically, there's coobs. I think there's about 5 or 6 of them that get lined up on the outside of the field. And you throw them and you try to hit the coobs that are in the middle first. And then once you get all those knocked down, then it's time to hit the king over. So it's really fun. And they take about, I would say, 10 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes per round. And we have 7 rounds for sure right now that people can qualify for. So they'll be in for 7 games. But then after that, we have the elimination brackets that start for the title.
Oh, that's so fun. And what made you move it to the somewhere where there's light now? And I think you're playing in a minor league stadium, right, where the Beloit Snappers play this year?
Yeah, so we have the Beloit Sky Carp, which have a brand new stadium near downtown Beloit at ABC Supply Stadium. But before the Sky Carp, we had the Beloit Snappers. So their former home stadium was at Pullman Field, so we play there.
What made them change the name from Snappers to Beloit Sky Carp? Was there some kind of controversy we should be made aware of?
No, the team just kind of needed a little bit of a revamp. So we had a little, a fun little thing where everyone kind of picked out which names they liked, and then everyone voted on it in the community, and the Sky Carp stuck.
I love it. Is there a particular muscle you might injure while playing Coob? Like, you know, you have tennis elbow, basketball players roll an ankle. What muscles are you using the most when you play Coob?
Mostly just your arms, but if you're like me, I'm bound to break something. So, like I said, I'm not very athletic, but it is pretty easy. You just toss the baton and try to hit the coobs over. So, mainly just your arm muscles.
That's so cool. Now, has the community embraced this game, Savannah? I mean, you have a tournament, you moved it under the lights. It must be gaining popularity, even though you said it's kind of a northern Wisconsin game.
Yeah, so we have lots of people that travel down, of course, from northern Wisconsin and other Midwest states. But there is a big group of people from the Beloit area that like to get on Coob as well.
That's so cool. And how many people are you expecting like to witness or come out and cheer on the athletes, if you will?
I hope a lot. It kind of changes throughout the year. Lots of families bring people and they come and watch. There's also food and drinks on site for people to grab those as well. And people set out their tents and it's a whole lot of fun. So I'm hoping for a big crowd this year.
Do people tailgate? Is that allowed?
Not so much tailgating. They just bring their tents, their pop-up tents, and there's beer on site. So they'll sit and have their coolers out and have some beer and watch everyone compete.
Savannah, is there drug testing for the athletes before the Coob event takes place?
There is not.
Okay, thank goodness, right?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like fun. My guest is Savannah Schindler. She is the rep from Visit Beloit. What is your title there exactly, Savannah?
I am the public relations specialist with Visit Beloit.
Oh, nice. Okay. So, all right. So other than Coob, what can we look forward to? What's happening in Beloit? Like if for listeners that we're on statewide, so if we have listeners down in that area, what can they look forward to other than this cool tournament?
Yeah, so this summer we have a big event that's coming up next weekend, actually. It's called the Beloit Taco Takedown. So there's going to be lots of food trucks and taco vendors that will be there. selling their different taco options, and people will be able to vote for their best best taco that they've had throughout the day. Wow. And there's a big competition. So there's that. There's lots of food and drinks, of course, live music, and that's from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on the 16th of August.
Oh, that sounds like fun. And what about as we head into fall? Is Beloit kind of a destination for people in Wisconsin? Like, I've been there. It's a beautiful town. For people that haven't been to Beloit, what would you tell them? What would get them there?
Yeah, so of course there's lots of things to do, even when it's not summer here. So once we move into the fall, we have a huge Beloit Autorama, which is a big car show. Lots of antique and vintage cars come, and that is in September. There's also a fun fall wine walk that's in October.
Nice.
Sample different kinds of wines throughout the downtown area. Of course, we have two different boutique hotels that are located in downtown Beloit that are amazing. You'll definitely enjoy your stay there. So lots of nightlife in Beloit, and lots of fun things for the family to enjoy, too.
Are you a lifelong resident?
I sure am, yes.
Nice. And how did you end up in this position? Is this something kind of you always wanted to do because you want to talk about your hometown, or were you recruited? How did you end up as sort of the PR person for Beloit?
Yeah, so I've always had, you know, a passion for hospitality, and I love the community in Beloit. So I went to school at UW-Stout in Menominee, Wisconsin, and studied hotel, yeah, restaurant, and tourism management. Okay. Actually landed an internship here at Visit Beloit during my college years, and then came back full-time in 2023. So I love it. The community is great. I love the team that I work with, and it's just great to, you know, see all the fun changes that have been happening in Beloit lately, so... It's a great spot.
My guest is Savannah Schindler. She is with Visit Beloit. She is their PR director, and she is joining us tonight here on Nightlight to talk about this really cool tournament they have happening this weekend, Saturday, called the Kub Open. Kub is spelled K-U-B-B. It's a sport. It's a Norwegian game, as I understand it, and there will be 49 teams, all skill levels. What are the grand prizes, Savannah?
Yeah, so there are some cash prizes that will be available to the winners, and the payouts have averaged about $1,400 per tournament.
Oh,
so definitely want to get on that and sign up to play.
Wow, that's really cool. Okay, and it takes place at a minor league baseball field where the Beloit Skycar play. Sounds like it could be worth a road trip, folks, if you think you could be good at Kub. Check it out. Have you thought about, Savannah, giving the sport a more American name?
Well, I can't decide that.
The Beloit
to
toss.
The professionals. but yeah, it's been the Beloit Kub Open for a number of years now, so we're going to keep rolling with that one.
All right, Conrad and I can give you ideas if you're open to that. We're happy to come up with some new names. Nothing against Kub. Yeah, we don't want to offend our friends in Europe, but I will say this: it's a better name than cornhole.
True. It is a combination, but Kub is more fun. It's more fun, and it sounds more fun too. So there
you go. I agree. All right. So let's do this. What is the best thing about, you could probably answer this question in your sleep, but what is the best thing about living in Beloit?
Oh gosh. Let's see. One of my favorite things is definitely the downtown Beloit Farmers Market. It's amazing.
Oh, nice.
It's the second largest farmer's market in Wisconsin. There's more than 130 different vendors that participate each Saturday downtown, and that runs April through October.
Wow, very cool. And we do a question of the night here, Savannah. So I'd like to ask you, Conrad, you know our question of the night. I have to tell you, you probably don't celebrate this in Beloit, Savannah, but it's National Sea Serpent Day. What is the creepiest underwater creature, mythical or real, that really freaks you out?
Ooh, that's a hard question. Oh, gosh. I do like to boat, so I spend lots of time on the water. This probably sounds kind of weird, but I really don't like spiders. So if I see a spider in the water, I'm definitely getting out immediately.
I thought you were going to
find the fish.
I thought you were going to say a sky carp. I set you up there.
No, we like those. We like those.
Conrad, what was yours again?
It's an anglerfish.
Anglerfish. Those are creepy.
It's the fish that has like a light on its head and has really
big
teeth.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, those things creep me out.
We have to do a very quick break here, and then we're going to come back. We'll have a couple more minutes with Savannah. I'm going to ask her what she's watching, and we'll do a quick recap on this really cool tournament that's coming up in Beloit this Saturday. It's definitely worth a trip. I have played Cube. It is a fun game. It's not too exhausting, and at least it appears there are very few injuries. So we'll do that coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwab. We're coming back for a couple more minutes with our guest, Savannah Schindler.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. Well, this has been a fun show. We've talked about sea creatures that freak us out. Mine was Megalodon, because I feel like they could still exist. The ocean and the sea is so vast. We don't know what is down there. So my creepiest thing is a Megalodon. You said an anglerfish. Our guest currently, Savannah Schindler from Visit Beloit, says spiders. And there are water spiders, and spiders kind of freak me out, too. So we have another minute or two. I'm going to ask Savannah, this has been great. Thank you for your time. Beloit is a lovely city, and I'm sure it's easy to pitch to people. So don't be a stranger. We would love for you to come back when you have big events coming up. In the meantime, I have to ask you, because I ask most of my guests that come on the show, and my background is in entertainment. What are you watching? Do you binge watch anything you could recommend?
I'm actually super excited that you asked me this. So,
really?
Beloit actually has a brand new show. It's called Betting on Beloit.
Really?
We're not featured on national television.
Huh. Where can we see that?
Yeah, so it's a brand new A&E home renovation series that premiered this July, and it features lots of different people from Beloit, but really focuses on purchasing. So the Hendricks family, Kanya Hendricks Shu, actually, she's a real estate broker, and she has been buying up lots of these different dilapidated historic homes in the historic Beloit College District area. And she's been transforming them into beautifully updated and modern, but yet historic houses. So it's really awesome. And they have a few, I would say, like 6 or 8 episodes out now. So I've been binge watching that for sure.
Nice. You kind of have to watch that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And where can people see it? Did you give us the network or the outlet it's on?
Yeah, so it's on A&E.
A&E,
so the episodes episodes air on Saturdays, but you are able to stream them the next day.
Oh, fantastic. So Con, we got to get
that's
someone.
That's my Sunday night watch.
Oh, that's great. Let's get someone from that show on, Con. We got to reach out. We'll have on and help promote the show and promote Beloit a little bit. Do you watch anything else? Do you watch any non-related Beloit shows?
I'm a fan of The Bachelor, so when that's on, of course, I have to watch that. Otherwise, my second pick when that's not on is The Kardashians. So,
oh dear,
there's that for you.
I'm sorry I asked.
I don't really watch TV, but I do watch Bay on Beloit.
Well, good for you, and it's a great town. Keep up the great work. Good luck this weekend. Do not pull a hammy. Stay safe.
We'll try.
All right, don't overdo it on the tailgating, and don't be a stranger. Thanks so much for your time tonight, Savannah.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Pete.
You're very welcome. All right. That's Savannah Schindler. Check out this. I will say I love lawn games. I love when people come up with stuff like lawn darts is fun. I love Frisbee Ultimate. That's more intense. But like yard toss, some people call it cornhole. I still have trouble calling it cornhole. I just have a problem.
It is not, you know, I will say my favorite is probably cornhole.
The problem with cornhole is I get on like a roll and I'm in the zone and I'm great. And then I can't beat my 4-year-old niece. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's such a frustrating game. And it's one of those, it's another one like this cube. It doesn't involve too much athletic, you know, ability, which I like, you know.
I was the whole time I was trying to figure out what this name of this game is, and it's just what it is.
Right.
Washer toss. Have you played washer toss?
Oh, no, I thought you were talking about coop. No, what's washer toss?
Well, you throw little washers, and you have to try to get it into the square box. There's a circle in the middle. You get points by getting it in to the, but you get more points by getting it in the circle.
Oh, wow.
So it's actually really, I've played it a couple times. It's so fun.
When you say washer, you mean the little things you put around like a screw? Oh, wow.
But they're bigger than.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, they're pretty, it's pretty fun. I don't, if you can try it, I would do it this summer.
Well, so that was fun. Check out the Beloit Cube Open. It's this weekend at 2301 Skyline Drive in Beloit at the Pullman Field, which is where the Beloit Skycarp, I got to say, Skycarp I might have an issue with.
Why?
What does that mean? That doesn't exactly strike the snappers, at least, you know, they snap. You got to be on your toes. But a Skycarp?
I feel like a lot of that league has gotten rebrands.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the Rockers, they got a rebrand too a couple years ago. And I like the Rockers. That sounds
Rockers
cool.
Is a great, it's like, it's again, great name. It sparks fear or, you know, instills fear a little bit. I mean, it's baseball and it's not like you're intimidated, but I don't know. Skycarp is okay, I guess. It's better than that Utah hockey team. Remember that?
Well, now they're the Mammoths or something like that. I don't know.
The Mammoths. That's exactly right. tomorrow night, folks, on Nightlight, Mike Clemens will be here. We will talk about your red hot Milwaukee Brewers. And Mike will have the inside scoop. We'll talk about how the Packers training camp is going. And then it's a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here as well. What do you hear from Packers training camp? Are you confident? Are you, as a Packer fan, what are you thinking?
I was there today.
You were there today just checking it out?
I woke up at, you know, 8 o'clock. Met one of my friends there who drove from West Bend. And we got some really good, really good seats there. But that's why we went early, because, you know, it gets packed. But so, it was a lot of fun today. Yeah, I got to see some great passes from Jordan Love. Tucker Kraft had a crazy one-handed catch. It was a lot of fun. I think Jordan Love looked really good today.
Okay. And Kraft is the guy they drafted this year, right? He was their first round, or is that last year?
That was two years ago. Yeah, tight end.
I haven't watched football in a couple of years. That's a lie. All right, so all good stuff. We will be back tomorrow night, folks, with more Nightlight. As I mentioned, Mike Clemens and Terry Barr will be here, two of our Civic Media favorites here. Thank you tonight to Craig Benzine. It was so fun to talk to Craig, and great popcorn pick of the week, and Savannah Schindler from Visit Beloit. And thank you for all your calls and texts. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.